Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go.
You know how sometimes it just feels like everything is flowing? Your clients are happy, your family's happy, money is flowing, the children are behaving, food is good, everything is working, right? Your abs are showing, right? Everything is working. And then there's other times, and it's like it's cyclical. It comes and it goes, and it comes and it goes. And so there's those other times where just like everything is going to S-H-I-T, right? I don't know if you're listening to this around children. Sometimes that's how it feels. And I myself go through those periods. I've been talking to a lot of people who seem to be in that, you know, that downward spiral, and where everything just feels like it's out of control. Everything is breaking at the same time. It's kind of like Murphy's Law, right? It's anything that can go wrong will go wrong. That's what the law says. And it usually goes wrong at the worst time when there's usually other thing going wrong as well, right? So we all know what that feels like. And so today, what I wanted to dive into is why that happens. And most importantly, what can you do in those types of situations? Because we all face them. And as I said, it's cyclical. It's up and down and up and down, but there's a reason for those situations, and we're going to dive into that. So how do you approach it? I think for different people, it might look like different things, but either it happens because there is one specific event that happens that stresses you out, things break, and then all of a sudden you start seeing that spiral of other things breaking and other things stressing you out. And it is a downward spiral, right? And as Murphy's Law says, it is literally like the concept of if something goes wrong, other things will go wrong and it will continue doing it that way, right? Left to their own, things will typically get worse. That's what that law says. So usually it's either an event that causes that, or sometimes it is actually a slower process. Like you don't really see it happen until you realize you're in it. You're in that downward spiral, right? So if you go back and think about the last time you felt like things were completely out of control and it didn't feel good in your body, you felt ultra scattered and stressed and anxious, try to remember, was it something that was super, super sudden, or was it something that creeped in? We both experienced both of those. But the more you can be aware of how it shows up, and the more you can be aware of what feelings happen or what specific sensations happen in your body, the more you're going to be able to realize it's happening and snap out of it more quickly. Okay, so for me, for example, the way that that shows up is when I start having any type of, how should I say this? I don't want it to sound cliche, but any type of negative emotion in the sense of either feeling doubt or feeling anxious or feeling stressed, because that is not my normal, right? Many years ago, that was usually my normal, so I didn't really pay attention. But now my normal is on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like ecstatic, I'm usually at an 8 or 9, right? Sometimes even at a 10. But I'm usually super, super happy. I'm very joyful. I'm very fulfilled in all areas of life. And so I typically don't have those negative emotions creep in. And when they do, I notice them. I notice them right away. So usually it's either negative emotions or I start feeling pain on my shoulders, especially in my shoulders, and really like some type of a strain in my shoulders. That typically also shows me that I'm feeling doubt or I'm feeling like there's pressure. Anything like that usually will make me realize something's off, right? Or if my mind starts becoming really scattered and I'm like going from one thing to the next to the next to the next and I can't focus, because usually I have really good focus, I realize that something's going on, right? And I paid attention to those things on a daily basis. I'm always assessing on a daily basis, like, how did I show up today? And how am I responding to things? And how am I going with the flow in many situations, or how am I challenging myself, etc. Right? Like how I'm behaving is always front of mind because it's a personal development thing and a spiritual thing. And so when things are off, I notice right away. And so that's the first thing that I want to encourage you to do is start recognizing what the signs are. If you think about the last couple of times it happened, because it happens to every single one of us, what were those initial signs? Like, when did you notice something was off? Or if it's happening now, what is the main feeling or what is the main physical sensation, right? Those things you want to remember so that when they show up again, you have the sign and you can take action. Super, super important. And so how do you take action on this? The first thing that I always, always do, and it happened to me just like a couple of months ago, right? And the first thing that I always do is stop. Stop and pay attention to what's happening. What I've learned over the years is that every time that has happened to me, it's because it's time for me to create a new version, right? We're supposed to, as human beings, on a daily basis, like every single now moment, we're literally reinventing ourselves, right? Our cells are regenerating. Everything in our ecosystem is changing and evolving. We're supposed to be doing that same thing. It's just that we need to have more intentionality versus it being by default. Because when it happens by default and we find ourselves not aligned with where we're wanting to go, that's when we start feeling this way. All right. So the first thing that I always realize, that I always bring back front of mind is, oh, it is that time again. It is time to shift again. It is time to create a new version. It is time to get to that next level. And it is time usually to expand energetically. What I mean by that is at any given time, we have just this much capacity or that much capacity to process everything that's happening around us, right? To work towards specific things, to support other people, etc. That capacity is always limited in a certain way, right? And then as we evolve and as we grow, we also are able to increase that capacity. That is why you see some people who within 24 hours, I always say this to people, some people within 24 hours, they barely have the time to do a couple of things during the day. They go home or they go to bed at night and they feel so defeated and depleted. While other people with the same 24 hours, they're literally changing the world every single day. Why is that? We have the same 24 hours. The main difference is their energetics, right? It's their energetic container, their capacity. And so when you encounter a situation like that, no matter how hard it is, sometimes it has to do with your finances. Sometimes it has to do with your health. Sometimes it has to do with your kids. Sometimes it has to do with your career, right? Or your love life or whatever that is, or your spirituality, your emotional well-being, your mental health. It can be any of these things. And what you have to realize is that that is just a sign. It is just data. It is telling us it is time to grow. We've just hit the limit of our capacity. Okay. And so if you reframe that, if you focus on the fact that this is not good, nor is it bad, right? Feeling that way, feeling like everything is so out of control. We're not grounded anymore. We feel so scattered. Everything is like burning around us. It is not a good thing and it is not a bad thing. Judging it is one of the key things that keep us in that situation, right? Because then we start being so emotionally depleted by the fact that we think, oh my God, this is bad. This is bad. I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be feeling like this. Like all of that negative self-talk that comes with it. When we start doing that, we're still in that downward spiral. But when we remove the judgment from it, right, and realize this is neither good or bad, it is just what it is, I am feeling like this, okay, what can I do? Then everything else I'm about to share with you becomes possible and it becomes actually easy. Like getting out of this is not complicated, right? It is simple. Now, how easy it is, I know I just said it is easy. What I should have said is it is simple. How easy it is depends on how emotionally aware we are and how emotionally involved we are in this thing and just how much we've built the muscle of managing this type of situation, right? For me, I know every time I get in it, I know I'm going to get out of it. It's a matter of sometimes it's just a few minutes, sometimes a few hours, sometimes it's a few days, but usually it's no longer than that, right? Because I have a process, and you can develop your own process too. So my process is always going back to what is important. At any given time, the most important for me is looking at it at the spiritual level, is this is an opportunity to grow and expand and surrender even more, right? Like that is at the end of the day, what's most important to me. But then after that is, what do I really want? What is super important to me after that spiritual level? Like, what do I want right now for myself, my family, for the people that I love, for the clients that I serve, right? Like for other people as well, like what is most important? And going back to that vision of the life that I want to live and the how useful I want to be as well, right? Going back to that vision, it brings back things into focus already. Then I always ask myself, okay, I reached the limit of who I was, right? That's probably why I'm now in this zone. I reached that limit. Who do I need to become now? What is that next level? And what was I, or how was I, or how was I showing up, or how was I behaving that is not in alignment anymore? Like it's expired, it's done, right? I need to get rid of all of this. And of course, there's a process that I use personally through meditation, et cetera, to do those things. But like, this is so important. It's like, okay, what does the next level of me need to be in order to transcend this? And one thing that I've realized over time, it always has to do with surrendering even more, right? We always say, oh, I know how to flow with things and I know how to pivot and like nothing really phases me or whatever. But it is always theory until we hit the next like big block, right? That's when we realize, okay, I've mastered surrender, but only up to a certain point, right? And so for me, it always ends up coming back to that. But it's like, what are the pieces or the ways that I'm showing up right now that is not in alignment with this vision, this new vision that I brought back into focus? A lot of times it's still the same vision that I was working towards, just at some point I somehow lost it. And I somehow started getting pulled into the daily weeds again, right? So bringing back that into focus. I'm telling you, vision is so important, even when you're not 100% sure about what it's going to look like. But even if it's just how you want to feel and you have that as your vision, it is so important. It brings things back into focus. Even if you don't really get to create everything exactly the way that you intended it, but moving with that vision, moving with that faith, moving with that hope and that knowing makes the journey so much more enjoyable. And that is what is most important, right? So getting clear, but again, on the vision, who do I need to become now? What doesn't align anymore that needs to just go, right? And to just stop doing that or stop being there, being that version and move on to the next. And then the really, really important thing that I do is I have a routine for myself to just ground myself in that new version. So what that looks like is daily meditation, specific exercises that I go through. It is journaling. It is just different things to anchor that new version, right? It is identifying, okay, what are the things that are coming up as I'm working on that, like new resistance that shows up, right? That's always data that something is still not aligned. So as you have that new vision and you identify what's the next version of you that needs to be birthed pretty much in your business, in your family, etc., you're going to start seeing on a day-to-day basis, like you're doing things and you're like, oh, this does not align. Like I used to do it this way, but now when I do it, it doesn't feel good, right? And you start uncovering those things. That is my process. And after doing that for a few days, you inevitably shift. Like it's like overnight, you just wake up one day and you're like, oh my God, that funk that I was in is not here anymore, right? That is my process. It doesn't have to be exactly your process. The part that you definitely need to do is recognizing the situation when it happens, recognizing the triggers or recognizing the symptoms of it so that you can actually start getting into your routine of grounding yourself. But that's the first thing. Then whether you go through my same steps, which are the vision, the, you know, shifting the identity, focusing real hard on my routines that I have for surrender, etc. whether you do it that way or you have a completely different way of doing it, as long as it helps you just bring the awareness internally versus focusing on the outside, you're going to start feeling better very, very quickly. Something that I do too, by the way, when it comes to my routine for grounding myself is I try to remind myself that it's not about the stuff that I'm doing. A lot of times you will find, at least that's how it works for me, right? When I start feeling like I'm not grounded and I'm super scattered, etc., I just try to do more. By default, I try to do more things. This is not working. Here's like a list of 5-6 different things that I'm going to do to try and fix it. Like literally, I start doing so much doing, so much action, when that is actually not changing anything. When I inevitably change everything is when I stop with all of that busy action and focus back on the routines of everything that's happening internally. Right? So that's what I used to do. And especially ever since it happened again in January, a couple months ago, I focus on that routine just on a day-to-day basis. I always have a morning and an evening routine before I go to bed. But now that grounding and focusing on that vision and next version, et cetera, like this specific routine that I have is just there all the time, right? And I go to bed with specific subliminal specific audios playing in the background, like all of that I do just to condition me 24 hours a day. And it just makes it easy. And I found that over the years of doing this, it like I can count on one hand how many times I get situations like that happen to me. And it usually is so, so fast to resolve now, right? And it's happening less and less often. And it is so much faster to resolve. So if you are right now in a situation like that, where you just feel like you're in this funk, it doesn't feel good, things are not going the way you want to, etc., or if it happened recently, or for the next time that it happens, think about what your process can be. What are your signs? What are the things that trigger you? What are the things that that show up when you are in that funk? How does it show up in your personal life and in your business, right? Do you become snappy? Do you become lazy? Do you become depressed? Do you like what does it show like? How does it show up, right? And then focus on identifying what works best for you and set a routine around that. If you have a process, you will never be in that situation for long anymore. Okay. All right. So think about all of this. It is so important to work on this because the more you, I think the best leaders and the people who have the most success are the people who stay the least in those types of situations, at least if you want sustained success, right? Of course, there are people who are extremely depressed and who find some type of success, but usually it is short-lived or it is only in one area of life. What I want for you is success in all the different areas of life. Like that's what I live for, right? That's what I'm looking for. That is what success is to me. So if that's the case, the more you can collapse the time between you feeling that way and you getting out of it, snapping out of it, or you encountering a problem and finding the solution, or you being in that negative, you know, downward spiral and snapping out of it, all of that is entirely in your hands. It is entirely possible to shrink that to a minimal amount. I don't think it'll ever be zero. It is impossible. We're human beings. We're here to grow. And that is the process of growing. That's why I'm saying it is neither good or bad. It just is. But if you can shrink the time that you stay in those zones, you're going to have so much more bandwidth. That's what capacity is about. People who have extremely high capacity, they face as much problems or even more, as many problems or even more as somebody who barely can barely get one or two things done in a day. They face so much more. But the time that they spend between the problem and the solution, between the moment that they're in a funk and when they snap out of it, all of that, it's extremely small compared to everything else. So that's the muscle that you need to build as well. All right. I love you so much. Think about this. If you have any questions, reach out to me on social media. I'm Kairi Var everywhere, and I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kairi Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.